This news update's being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servant. On Tuesday, December 9th in the afternoon, the Huron County Sheriff's Department responded to a two-vehicle collision on an icy stretch of road on Pigeon Road near Farver Road, resulting in one driver sustaining injuries, including facial injuries. The eastbound vehicle was a 2014 white Dodge Charger operated by a 42-year-old female from Fillion who lost control on the icy roadway. The vehicle spun and crossed the center line into the westbound lane, where it collided with a 2022 tan Chevy Suburban driven by a 35-year-old female from Bad Axe. The westbound SUV had been traveling straight at the time of the impact. The eastbound driver was transported by ambulance to Scherer Hospital with injuries, including facial trauma. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts and the airbags deployed as designed in both vehicles. Agra Valley Communications has been announced as the lead naming sponsor for the new community ice arena in Huron County, which will be known as Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, two decades in the making, is moving forward with groundbreaking ceremony set for Thursday, December the 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skates, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local business activity year-round. Huron County Hockey Association President John Vader praised Agra Valley's donation, making it a major investment in local youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at HuronCountyHockey.com or through the HCHA Facebook page. And the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is reminding residents to think carefully before gifting pets this holiday season. State veterinarian Dr. Nora Wineland says animals are long-term commitments that require time, money, and care. According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, yearly veterinary costs average about $600 for dogs and $530 for cats, though expenses vary by breed and health. Even small animals like hamsters and rabbits have specific care needs and can live for several years, making them far from low-maintenance pets. Officials encourage adopting from one of Michigan's 200 registered shelters, many of which allow potential owners to meet pets in advance. MDARD also warns Michiganders to watch for online pet scams and recommends verifying sellers, avoiding wire or gift card payments, and meeting pets in person before purchase. For shelter listings and consumer protection tips, visit MDARD and Michigan Attorney General websites. And you can find those on thumbnet.net, along with more news, weather, and other information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we'll return right after this.
Are you looking to upgrade your new sleigh for the season? Hi, this is Tyler. Tis the season to be jolly with jolly good deals at Al Hansen Motors. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Equinox that's priced to go. It has remote start and heated cloth seats to make sure your morning and after work drives are comfortable. It has 85,000 miles and we're asking $16,980. And if you need a third row, come take our 2019 Buick Enclave Premium for a test drive. It's fully loaded with all the options and is all-wheel drive. It has leather interior with heated seats both front and rear, cooled seats for when the summer comes back, memory seats, automatic brights, remote start, complete driver safety package, and a power liftgate to make loading groceries or presents easy as pie. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And if you need a truck, we have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie 4x4. It's a full crew cab pickup and it's also fully loaded, including Dodge's 5.7 Hemi V8. It has 88,000 miles and we're asking $28,780. And on the economy lot, I have a 2011 Ford F-150. It's four-wheel drive and has high mileage, but has heat and the four-wheel drive works. We're asking $75,80. Don't get the cold shoulder from other dealers. Shop our heated indoor showroom at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back with one obituary for today. David R. Winston, known as Doc, age 96, died Tuesday, December 9th at Meadow Lane Assisted Living in Bad Axe. He was born December 8th, 1929 in Lansing, Michigan. He joined the United States Navy in May of 1954 and was discharged in May of 1956, and he began his teaching career at North Huron Schools in 1957. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services will be held. Arrangements are being handled by the Knoblauch Funeral Home in Kindy.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And we're back with national and international news. Health policy analysts are warning that millions of Americans could face higher out-of-pocket costs next year as healthcare premiums are projected to rise sharply after Republicans in Congress blocked legislation that would have extended federal subsidies, prompting renewed debate in Washington over the long-term stability and affordability of coverage under the existing healthcare law. And fighting along Thailand-Cambodia border has entered its fifth day, with both sides trading accusations over responsibility for the escalation, and Cambodia denying claims that it's preparing to use Chinese-made missiles or foreign fighters, as regional observers warn that even limited clashes risk undermining broader Southeast Asian stability. That's been a look at your news, brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron in Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a very blessed Happy Holiday Season.